Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We are your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
Jake, I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. And today we're going to get a little personal. We're going to talk about how you had an issue that actually prevented you from getting whole life insurance, but we're creative guys, so it didn't stop there. You want to dive into that a little bit?
Absolutely. I haven't shared this story with very many people, and it was really personal. About 4.5, 5 years ago, coming up now, had a little health scare. Thankfully took care of it. And I saw it as a warning, you know, from God saying, hey, you're getting up there in age. You better start taking care of yourself. And it haunted me. And at the same time, it was about the time that I was leaving New York to come down to Florida. So for those of you that look back at me and go say, hey, Gino, you're really lucky to move to Florida and make that leap. Well, while I was moving to Florida, I had this health scare and I had an amazing wife and an amazing support system to say, you know what? We're going to get down there. We're going to find the right doctors. We're going to take care of everything. And if things go bad, we can always go back up to New York. But for me, it was a little scary. And I was fortunate that I had whole life insurance when I was 30 years old. I had bought a nice policy. I had term on top of that. So I was covered from my perspective. But in 2017, we're doing pretty good with the real estate, Jake and I. I was financially free. I didn't have a huge sum of money, but I was doing rather well. Fast forward 2-3 years, all of a sudden we're rocking and rolling. I get introduced to whole life and IULs again. And I'm like, you know, Jake, I could put money into a policy, but guess what? I'm not really insurable right now. What do I do here? And there are a lot of you out there that may be able to say to yourselves, I'm not insurable. Well, maybe you're not insurable, but what about your spouse? I ended up taking a policy on my wife. Nice policy. She's younger than me. She's a woman. She's super preferred health. So she's got a really great rate, great term. And for me, it worked out really well.
Just not fair, Gino. You know, it's like we're being discriminated against for being dudes here. What's
life
up?
Isn't fair, everybody. And the funny thing is, the reason is their mortality rates, they live to be older. She's going to outlive me anyway, bro, no matter what. She's just a rock star. She's what's going to happen.
It's a data reality. Play.
And from there, I said to myself, okay, got one of my wife. I've got all this cash sitting in the bank. And I love Jake's illustration, but I have a significant amount of cash. We've sold deals. We've refied deals. We've done better with our draws every month. There's money sitting in a bank account making 0.5%. What can I do with this money? And then I said, voila. I thought about this years and years ago, but I was the penny pincher, frugal person thinking that if I get whole life for my kids, can I pay the premiums every year? Will it make sense? Is it a good investment? Not an investment, it's an asset. Let's clarify that first and foremost. But for me, it would have been a forced savings and it would have been a cash management tool. So I wish I had done it sooner than what I did now. I ended up taking out policies on all 6 of my children. And the reason why I did that, Jake, there's a few reasons why. The first, I want to be a good steward. We just launched the children's book. I'm all about teaching my kids about mindset and about personal financial engineering, personal responsibility, right? People with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. I want all 6 of my children to be stewards of their money, stewards of their lives. And what better way to teach them the infinite banking concept and to become your own banker and to control the flow of money? Now, there's so many benefits to label your children and put your kids as policy owners. I am the beneficiary. I am the owner of the policy. I'm utilizing them. When they become
Lord of the Rings, Gino.
That's right. When they become responsible, guess what? The oldest child, here's your policy. There's going to be cash value in there. There's going to be a death benefit. And God forbid if something happens to them when they get older and they become uninsurable, well, at least they'll have this life insurance with them. But for me, Jake, it really was a mindset. Now I've got money going into these policies every year. I'm going to be putting a certain amount of money, and you can engineer these policies. They're specially designed. The 100-year team members, they can help you out with designing a policy. That's what I use. I use our 100-year team members. They did an amazing job. They knew what my goals and what my strategies were. Take that excess cash that I have in the bank, put it into these policies. I control the policies. I can pull the money out, borrow it to go do a deal, the dual asset strategy, and then I can put the money right back in the policy. And for me, like I said, the big thing that what I loved about it was all of a sudden the children can see what I'm doing. And they're like, well, Dad is saving money every year. He's forcing himself to save that money in this policy every year. There's a cash value here, but Dad is also employing the 100-year mindset. He's thinking about 10, 20, 30 years down the road, and all of a sudden there's a death benefit. I can explain that to them. I can have that conversation with them. And it's really all about control, and it's really all about taking responsibility. If you can teach your children at that from the young age of my youngest is 7 to my oldest is 22 years old, if you can put that in the mix with the kids, it's not only, we're always worrying about IRR, return on investment, it's return on the mentality for me. If you can teach your kids that, I mean, there is nothing better in the world than that. And like I said, as they get older, all of a sudden there's a certain amount of cash in that policy and I give it to them. Well, that money, they can use it to buy a home. They can use it to buy a car. They can use it if they're going to college to finish paying their college bills, whatever that may be. It's a little gift from Grandpa Gino, Papa Gino, and all of a sudden I'm a hero. But most importantly, it's really about working on their mindset, Jake.
You want to talk about the biggest return on investment, creating responsible children that share your values. I mean, you're not going to trump that. I mean, that is the ultimate return there. You can create a fully functioning adult that is responsible, that has good values. You hit the home run. You won the lotto. And we're just doing things to, you know, better the odds in the future and carry the wealth throughout time. And I think that, you know, Gino was pointing out earlier, look, every $1 million Gino keeps in the bank that he doesn't put into a policy, he's losing $35,000 a year. Okay. You're getting 0.5% in the bank. You're getting 4% on the money in the policy. Look, that's a decent amount of cash to be losing every year. And then you put it in, you know, back in your policy, you're able to borrow it. It's a great cash management solution. So Gino, you usually give stuff away, man. What do you got today?
Well, we just launched this book.
What's the book, baby? For the folks that are not on YouTube, man, they're not mind readers.
The cannolis exploded.
Oh, here we now go. What? Okay.
It's a children's book. We've written so much on real estate, creative financing.
The cannolis exploded. Now what?
And
coming
for
from
us,
Gino, the restaurateur here, huh?
There's three characters in this book. There is the pity party pig. I'll give you the secrets away. He blows up the bakery and he becomes a pity party. It's all, you know, what am I going to do? Then we have the responsible rhino who's out there actually going and finding a job, getting a resume. Then he ends up buying an apartment building. And then we have the creative caterpillar who's the entrepreneur. There's a little bit of everybody in this story. The entrepreneur out there trying to make his business work. And ultimately him and the responsible rhino, they get together at the end of the story. And this is written for 7 to 10-year-olds. It's really colorful. It's really playful. There's coloring pages at the end. And really another thing with the mindset, we're going to have a second book coming out. This one just came up. I'm already thinking about the second one where the pity party pig gets redeemed. The pity party pig doesn't become the pity anymore. He sees what, you know, the responsible rhino, and he sees what creative caterpillar proximity. We always talk about proximity. And he says, you know what? I have certain gifts as well. And I want to turn him into possibly a salesperson going out there and selling for the creative caterpillar. So for me, it's exciting,
like,
dude.
It sounds like the other two guys are creating communities that enable people to become the best version of themselves.
That's right, bro. And that's what it comes down to. It's about the mindset. Are you a responsible rhino? You have the decision right now to select what you want to be. Do you want to be responsible for the rest of your life, or do you want to be a pity party pig? We can go back and become pity party pigs and be the victim. That's not going to serve us. Pity party pig goes out, buys TVs. He goes out and buys scratch lottery tickets. Not responsible rhino. He's buckling up, getting his resume in, getting the jobs done, and doing it. So I'm going to leave the link down below if you want to buy it on Amazon. If you want a PDF copy, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'd love to send you the copy. It's great because it gives you the idea. Sometimes it's hard to talk to your kids about money and banking and economics. This is a great way to start that conversation with a young, you know, with a young child who doesn't understand. It's a lot of fun. The way they illustrated the book.
Dude, you get to read a fun book and cuddle up with your kids and read to them. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, this is the way to do it.
Dude, you know, I'm just excited, bro. I'm really excited about it.
Well, dude, you know, I'm excited about is that outfit today, dude. You look like,
you like it, huh?
$1 million, dude. I mean, the shirt's popping. I mean, Julia must have dressed you clearly, but you
absolutely.
Look great.
She came in right before. You saw her checking me out, making sure the hair was okay. And the shirt was on straight, bro.
Awesome. All right, gang. Thanks so much, Gino. Love it. And the book is going to be a huge success. Great job.
100year.com, Jake's favorite asset. Go visit the site, everybody.
100year.com. Bang, bang. See you guys.
Thanks, everyone.